Doom 3 starts with a flashback to 1990, which sets up the main conflict for the movie. We see a little kid and his father performing an act at the Great Indian Circus, which is falling apart and in bad shape. They turn out to be performing for officials from the Western Bank of Chicago in one last attempt at saving the circus, but the head banker doesn't offer any leniency. The father, who is running the show, kills himself in front of the banker and his own son, which is the setup for the rest of the movie. Flash forward to present day, which is 2013 in the movie. We see a young man staging an elaborate bank heist on the same Western Bank of Chicago from 23 years ago. Presumably, the young man is the same little boy from earlier, who is now grown up and pursuing revenge.
Interesting. So what do you make of the American bankers and the bank by extension being the villains?
It seems like the main character, whose name is Sahir, is a bit of an anti-hero, kind of Robin Hood type. It makes for a more interesting story, for one, because the previous two movies, this is the third in the series, there are detectives and the detectives are the heroes. But in this movie, their role isn't as clear. And I think there's kind of this undercurrent of maybe not anti-capitalist, but anti-big bank sentiment. Because, you know, this character who's robbing the banks is also kind of a hero. And I think that is a sentiment that might appeal or at least be designed for an Indian middle class audience.
So how exactly do you think the American bankers being villains might appeal to the Indian middle class?
So this is something I got from an article by Rachel Dwyer, where she talks about the rise of this new middle class in India. So the new middle class is, you know, moving away from the caste system. Their wealth is not land-based. And it's more of a self-made middle class. And I think the idea of the hero, you know, robbing a bank to make his own fortune and also exact revenge might appeal to the sense of the new middle class that is emerging, but still has to work within the confines of whatever socioeconomic and, you know, class structure there is that exists. But that being said, you know, I'm working off one article and I'm not well versed in modern Indian socioeconomic class dynamics, so I can't really be sure. But do you want to pick up where I left off with the bank robbery?
Yeah, so Chicago law enforcement recruits detectives Jay and Ali from India to find the mysterious bank robber. And in a high-speed chase, Jay shoots Sahir in the shoulder, but Sahir gets away.
Chicago Police Department, come in. Suspect on a black bike heading east.
And so the movie switches scenes to show a revamped Great Indian Circus led by Sahir as the leading man. And after the show, detectives Jay and Ali surround Sahir at the Great Indian Circus. Sahir proves his innocence, though, by showing he doesn't have a gunshot wound in his left shoulder, which Jay had given him earlier. So Jay and Ali are forced to leave. But we then see Sahir descend into the basement of the Great Indian Circus and encounter a mirror image of himself. Sahir is revealed to have an identical twin, Samar, who has the gunshot wound in his shoulder.
Wow, that seems pretty dramatic and far-fetched, at least, you know, as a Western viewer. How was the movie received? Did people think it was tacky?
Actually, no. International critics generally appreciated the film, and the public loved it. So Doom 3 is the most popular of the film series and is the current highest-grossing Bollywood film of all time. And I would say its biggest appeal is through its star, Aamir Khan, who plays Sahir and his secret twin, Samar. Forbes magazine actually states that no one else, not even Tom Cruise or Jennifer Lawrence, has the magical power to consistently open pictures based on the strength of their name alone. He's been called the world's biggest movie star by many news outlets around the world.
Interesting. I definitely don't think it would have gotten the same reception from a Hollywood audience. Can you talk some more about Bollywood?
Yeah, so based on an article I read for class, so my knowledge is pretty limited, Bollywood is arguably very different from any other film industry in the world, especially Hollywood, which I'm most familiar with. Bollywood is very intrinsically tied to the community and the culture in India, so its stars like Aamir Khan are beloved and down-to-earth, and the industry is very tight-knit. As an example, only recently have Bollywood stars begun drafting contracts before filming. Before, Bollywood actors shot entire movies before being paid. But let's talk about what happens after we discover the twins. So after Sahir is revealed to have an identical twin, Samar, the movie continues with its exciting high-speed chases and theatrical, elaborate, great Indian circus dance numbers. Would you say that these theatrical elements are typical of a Bollywood movie?
Yeah, for sure. They definitely are. We see a lot of highly stylized, you know, glamorous song and dance numbers in a lot of Bollywood movies. And Sukhetu Mehta, in an article for the New York Times Magazine, said, quote, "Every Bollywood film is a musical, and that in a Hindi movie, emotion is communicated through song because song is more potent than dialogue," end quote. So, to an unfamiliar audience, I think the plot, the writing, the acting, and the musical numbers might seem really melodramatic and just overboard. But to a Bollywood audience, these elements are just ways of conveying emotion and energy in the movie. In fact, after two whole hours of high-speed chases, secret twin drama, a side love story, and dramatic song and dance numbers, we have one more final high-speed chase where the police officers finally corner Sahir and Samar.
Yeah, so at the end of the movie, Sahir and Samar are completely cornered. Sahir tries to win Samar's freedom in return for giving himself up. Jay accepts that agreement, but then Sahir tries to jump off the bridge. Samar then runs after him and saves him, but Sahir tells Samar to let go and live freely as a free man, but Samar reminds him of what their father had told them, never let go. They decide to jump off and kill themselves together.
Nikle charo or. इरादे हैं फा फौलादी हिम्मत ही हर कदम अपने हाथों किस्मत लिख ले आ चले हैं हम
So in the end, the Great Indian Circus is shown to continue with the lead performer girl as the new owner, and Samar and Sahir are together, not alive.
That's a pretty wild ending. It reminds me of an interesting point Dwyer brought up in her article, which was this sort of commonplace Gandhiism in modern Indian culture with a lot of emphasis on family. And I think we see a coming together of tradition and the new Indian middle class in this movie with, you know, the self-made pseudo hero who finds economic success really appealing to that middle class. But this ending is so family focused, and that appeals to general Indian culture.
Yeah, so kind of like a Gandhi meets Robin Hood. I would say that the film deliberately appeals to both Indian and Western cultures too. The high speed police chases and bank robberies really provide heart stopping, can't look away drama that attracts Western audiences, while the storyline of the resurrection of the Great Indian Circus drives the plot and really emphasizes Indian culture and values, particularly family and collectivist values. And so the Great Indian Circus, which is a way for Sahir and Samar to preserve their Indian legacy and culture and their motivation for all the crimes that they commit, shows their commitment to family and tradition. The ending of the movie is particularly representative of this commitment because it references their strong ties to their father and to each other of never letting go.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And the emphasis on family is a pretty strong contrast with, I think, more American or Western ideas of individualism. In a lot of American movies I can think of, I think we see a pretty strong, you know, individual making their own success, but potentially at the cost of family or friends. So, you know, The Wolf of Wall Street, The Social Network, even The Great Gatsby all have this dynamic of individual self-made success, but without much or any emphasis on family. I can think of very few Hollywood movies where the protagonist actively sacrifices their own personal success for the sake of family. So that Sahir and Samar would kill themselves for each other, it stands out as something that is uniquely Bollywood.
Exactly. Well, that's our time. So thank you all for listening, and we hope you enjoyed.